This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops were keeping up pressure on Ukraine's capital city, and air raid sirens were heard across the besieged country overnight, even as both nations were expected to resume diplomatic talks. The attacks on the capital Monday came a day after Russia escalated offensive by shelling areas so close to the Polish border. The fighting, now in the third week, continued to exact a human toll. A pregnant woman and her baby died after Russia bombed the maternity hospital where she was meant to give birth. The war has forced more than 2 million people to flee Ukraine. Thousands of civilians and soldiers have been killed. A U.S. official says Russia has asked China for military equipment to use in its invasion of Ukraine. The therapist comes amid tensions about the ongoing war ahead of a Monday meeting in Rome between the two top states and the aides for the U.S. and Chinese congressmen. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has bluntly warned China not to help Russia and have it evade punishment from sanctions that hammered the Russian economy. It says that the U.S. will not be allowed to be accused of spreading false Russian claims, and that Ukraine was running chemical and biological weapons labs with U.S. support. That's according to what China is saying. They say China is effectively providing cover for a potential chemical attack by Russia. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that he will continue negotiating with Russia and is waiting for a meeting with the Russian president, as expectantly and repeatedly called for a meeting with Putin, but so far his requests have gone unanswered by the Kremlin. Zelensky said Sunday that during his nightly address to the nation that his delegation has a clear task to do everything and ensure a meeting between the two presidents. Zelensky said that there are talks underway, and he said all of this during his daily video conference. As journalist Brent Renaud was killed and another American journalist were hurt when Russian troops opened fire on their car in Irpin near the Capitol, said Kyiv police. A New York Times spokesperson said that the 50-year-old was a talented filmmaker who had contributed to the New York Times over the years. He was not working for the publication at the time of his death, according to Time. Renaud had been working on a Time Plus and a studio project about the global refugee crisis. The injured journalist, Juan Arredondo, was taken to a hospital in Kyiv. And another journalist recorded a video lying on a stretcher in the hospital. Public prosecutors in Abu Dhabi are now calling for the arrest of all rioters after a soccer game in the United Arab Emirates erupted into violent scuffles between angry fans of opposing teams. It was a clear scene of chaos in the business-friendly, the tourist-focused Gulf Arab Sheikhdom. Authorities warned Sunday that they would respond firmly to the outburst. And also, footage posted on social media showed Emirati fans streaming onto the field in their traditional garb and started attacking players as special guards rushed to restrain them. Unaccompanied children and migrants trying to enter the U.S. will no longer be denied a chance to seek asylum under a new guidance announced by the U.S. health officials. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the change late Friday, CDC, shortly after a court order was to accompany a decision via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.